Thank you. In August of 2013, Brucella suis was isolated from a young Tongan male who had been in the U.S. for 3 years. There was a history of home slaughter of roaster swine, and a possible farm of origin was identified. The Oregon Health Authority public health vet then notified the state and federal agriculture departments of agriculture, and because we run a cooperative state federal Brucella suis disease eradication program in our domestic swine herds, we investigated the farm. However, we could not conclude that that this farm was actually infected. So we contacted our National Veterinary Services laboratory. They use the same whole genome sequencing you've seen mentioned here before with SNP analysis, and it has proven to be a valuable tool for us field epis in helping direct our epi investigations. NVSL then acquired the DNA extract from the case from the CDC Brucella lab and compared it to isolations from Hawaii and the mainland U.S. Now, there was a high diversity of U.S. isolates, and we really were not able to recognize any or conclude that this came from outside the U.S. Here's the Oregon case here, and things are all over the map. So the folks at NVSL contacted the New Zealand Ministry of Primary Industries at their animal health lab. They supplied 7 DNA extracts from Brucella suis cases from Tonga and ran those with the whole genome sequence, and they all clustered together, all 7 of those Tongan cases, with the Oregon case. And here's an enlargement of that cluster. This is the same kind of phylogenetic tree you see vertically stacked. It just spread out for a better presentation. The 3 green arrows, there's the Oregon case, and the 3 green arrows indicate the common ancestors. So in conclusion, we were able to conclude that this patient did not acquire the case, the infection, in the United States. There was no undisclosed infection in a domestic swine herd, which meant that there was no undisclosed potential zoonotic disease threat. It also saved us a lot of tracing of animal movements, herd testing, and possible depopulation of some of these herds. This was truly an interagency, interdisciplinary, international collaboration, One Health collaboration, which benefited both the human and the animal populations. And just finally, I'd like to acknowledge everyone who participated in this, the field veterinarians who investigated the farm, as well as the folks from the Oregon Health Authority and the Oregon Department of Agriculture, and the labs involved that cooperated with CDC and the New Zealand lab, and especially the 2 folks at top at NVSL who really drove the analysis and took the initiative to acquire these DNA extracts. And they have all the technical information on how the process worked at the laboratory level. But I got to say, and I'm sorry, but they really saved my bacon. Thank you.